just heard the Mosca group Ultra with the song Nisankoma Esina. The title means Unknown Force, and the track is from their album also called Ultra, released last year. We will return to this band a little later in this podcast, but let's first divert from Moscow and travel back in time to the late 80s of Kiev, in Ukraine. Here's Rabota Ho.
Thank you.
This band was formed in Kiev in 1987 by a man called Sergei Popovich. Mostly they could be considered to be a typical rock band, but occasionally they would also appear in more experimental guises, more related to what you just heard. This song, Nahodka v Dunach, is featured on the compilation CD Novaya Scena, which means new scene, consisting of representatives from the Ukraine underground scene after the perestroika. Early in their career, Robota Ho had the opportunity to tour Ukraine as well as Russia and Estonia, but after that follow on stable times. The band's lineup changed several times, and in 1995 they finally broke up, having their farewell gig at the Kiev Club. But let's remain in Kiev for yet a while, but move to contemporary time. The underground scene there is still going strong, and one of the most interesting artists, in my opinion, is Psylo-Fi. I'll speak no further, but let you listen instead. Here's Song Ensnared.
Thank you.
For those of you who want to know more about sci-lo-fi, I have written an extensive article about them. Assuming that you're listening to this through the No Glam Trash Boogie blog, you'll find it there. An appendix to this podcast will follow, where you find all the relevant links and sources. Another band I have recently reported about is Mother Fathers, and all of a sudden we're back in Moscow. This band is definitely worth checking out, and because I reckon that most of you who might have read about them have been too lazy to check out their music, I'll play a song for you now.
Inside out, tongue,
First you heard Mother Fathers with You Suck My Tongue, and after that again Утро with Души стареют быстрее. This means the soul ages faster. Утро, situated and active in Moscow, is a modern-day band who play their music in a classic post-punk old-school goth kind of way. We can relate the sound to, for example, the Sisters of Mercy and Bauhaus, but it seems they're a side project of the group Motorama. In this shape, their similarities to British post-punk become even more obvious. Just listen to this.
house in the forest where your father once lived. Through the leaves on the hill with white rabbits and all. And she said, there is no hunters here.
Pleasant, wouldn't you say? I strongly recommend that you check them out, Motorama as well as Ultra, especially Ultra. I will provide you with links to their official website where you will be able to download their album for free, but you will need to find it all by yourself. So, good luck on that treasure hunt.
Кровь с раннего утра. просим вас, просим, дайте нам крови. Этот мир заполняет кровью. Посмотрите по шумным улицам. Медленно стекает кровь. Больный городок. Куда вы спешите? Куда вы спешите? Куда вы спешите? Вас уже никто не догонит. Вы всех обогнали. Я вам советую, берите свежую кровь, приди. Берите свежую кровь, приди. Берите свежую кровь, приди.
Неизвестность, кровь из глаз, blood from the eye. As far as I'm concerned, Неизвестность is one of our most interesting contemporary bands, not only in Russia, but overall. During their almost 10-year-old history, they recorded over 140 albums, but only a brief amount of this has reached the surface. You may think of them as a music laboratory, as they freely experimented with different genres without labeling themselves. This has, in a way, led to controversy when it comes to the group spreading their art. But still, they keep going. There's really too much to say about Неизвестность, so instead of speaking, I'll ask you to keep your eyes open for an article, here, in the not-too-far future. And having said that, I leave you with this song, Yitli Tamiya. Until then.